Can retailers trying to succeed in the ever-widening world of customer extremes offer a great shopping experience to all of their clientele? We're going to find out today, so let's play Hard Call. Girls, what makes teenagers like you want to go to a specific store in the first place? I mean, convenience, price, promotions.
All that stuff helps, but really, we like just end up going to stores our friends think are cool.
And a store is really cool when it, like, also gives you the option of buying the same exact stuff online.
So basically anything to avoid dealing with live sales associates who are clueless dorks, right?
You were, like, so mean.
Mr. Adolfo, does your organization offer a website designed to attract these younger consumers who seem to dread interactions with real people?
It's all about proper organizational alignment, Mr. Krishus. In fact,
Janice and Tony, as mature shoppers, how do you feel about internet versus in-store shopping?
Well, we might look on the goggle if we're buying another 63-inch plasma or something.
It's Google, dear. But we'd rather shop in a real store with well-groomed personnel who treat us with respect and will help me find the petite dresses I like. Oh, and we also demand a first-rate return policy.
Mr. Adolfo! Can retailers like you raise the bar on your competitors by offering a superior shopping experience to all of your customers?
If retailers understand exactly who their customers are and what they want, and then drive those insights across their business using this program of six initiatives, retailers can succeed.